Hello, friends, and welcome to the Everyday Truth Podcast with Kurt Skelly. Our purpose is to show that the Bible is relevant to your life every day. And we're glad you joined us here for the conversation as we explore the Old Testament book of Malachi and learn about the dangers of questioning God. Let's hear what Kurt has to say.
And welcome back, my friends, to today's episode of Everyday Truth. And what a blessing to have you with us, especially on a special day like today. So if you are a faithful listener and you are on schedule, then today is Thanksgiving. If you are not a faithful listener, as far as the schedule is concerned, then this might be 4th of July for all that I know. But I did want to just take a pause in our series here in the book of Malachi and just wish you a happy Thanksgiving and just talk for a moment or two. I've got John with me again today, and I thought we would just take a moment or two today, just on Thanksgiving, and talk about what it means to be thankful. And John, the verse I wanted to share today, and appreciate your help, is in Ephesians chapter 5. So let me read the verse for us, and then we'll just leave you a thought or two for this special day. Ephesians 5 and verse 20, the Bible says, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. What a verse.
It's a powerful verse, Pastor, for sure, talking about spirit-filled living.
And really, that's the context I wanted to share this episode, was the fact that Thanksgiving is not an emotion that we conjure up. It's not a duty that we fulfill. It really is, it's an indication of a life that's controlled by the Spirit of God.
Yes, what a convicting thought that is, Pastor. And I know here at Thanksgiving time, we really focus a lot on Thanksgiving, as well we should. But I think, as Paul talks about here, that in our life, every day ought be one that Christians ought be recognized by the gratitude they have for what God is doing and has done in their life.
So be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit. Be controlled, allow the Spirit of God to have His way in your life. What does that mean?
You know, I think, Pastor, back to Galatians chapter 5 even, where it talks about walking in the Spirit. And here in Ephesians 5, Paul deals again with the Spirit of God and be filled with the Spirit. And, you know, and people often, you know, think, am I walking in the Spirit? Am I Spirit filled? Well, without doubt, in Galatians 5, if we're walking in the Spirit, we are. The Spirit is producing in our life, you know, love, joy, peace, and all the other things we find in Galatians 5. And here the idea is that we are yielding to the Spirit. We are allowing the Spirit of God to work in our life. And a lot of what the Spirit uses, as you know, Pastor, is the Word of God. He uses the Word of God in our life. As we submit to that, we are conformed to the image of Christ.
And I think sometimes, John, we get it backward. So we look at what the evidence of spirit fullness is, or the fruit, as you mentioned there in Galatians 5, what the fruit of spirit fullness is, and we reverse the order. So we say, okay, in order to be spirit filled, I need to be loving and joyful, and I need to have peace, and I need to learn how to control myself and be good. And that's opposite. No, I need to yield myself to the Spirit of God, immerse myself in the Word of God, obey what I know to do that's right, and it is God then that does the work in me, and the evidence of that work involves these things, involves this fruit.
You're exactly right, Pastor. People so often a day try to get the evidence, the, you know, what we can see. They get that ahead of the spiritual reality. And you put it very well. If the spirituality is right in our life, if we are walking in the Spirit, then we're going to be evidencing that by the way that we live.
So maybe a good question for us on this Thanksgiving Day would be, how thankful am I? And the gauge of your thankfulness really is an indication as to whether or not you're walking in the Spirit. So let's look at the verse again with that in mind, because it says, giving thanks, so this is an evidence, an outworking of spirit fullness, giving thanks always for all things. That is a tall order. Giving thanks always. Boy, that's a superlative for all things.
You know, Paul leaves nothing out. As he writes under inspiration of the Holy Spirit, he leaves nothing out that we have got to be thankful for. And this goes so contrary to human nature, because human nature, you know, loves to grumble and complain sometimes. And I think back to our episodes back on Philippians chapter 2, we talked about, you know, that idea of the right kind of spirit. And here Paul shows us, you know, the spirit that we have, the spirit of gratitude in everything is an evidence of the Holy Spirit. And this is a tall order.
You know, I've heard Christians say, well, you know, the Bible never says that we're supposed to be thankful for all things, just that we're to be thankful in all things. But that's not what this verse says.
You're right. And I've heard that same thing many times before in my life. But you're right. That's not what this verse says. And it reminds us, you know, that God calls us not to natural living, but calls us to supernatural living.
So when we truly believe Romans 8:28, when we truly believe that God does work all things together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose, then we truly can understand that God's orchestrating the good and the bad, the understandable and the things that we don't understand. He's putting it all together ultimately for our good and for his glory. So in that respect, we can say, God, I don't understand what's going on in my life right now. I don't understand this pain. I don't understand this betrayal. I don't understand this fill in the blank. But Lord, I understand that you're a good God. I believe your word. I submit to your spirit. And I know that somehow, some way, you're using this in my life for my ultimate good and for your glory. So in that respect, John, I say thanksgiving is faith all grown up.
That is a good way to put it, because to have this kind of mentality Paul's talking about and this kind of daily living, it does take faith in God and the Holy Spirit working in our lives.
Because what I'm saying is, I don't see how this circumstance is good or how it can even accrue to good, but I believe God. So not only am I going to believe it, I'm going to thank God ahead of time for how this is going to benefit me. So in that sense, thanksgiving is the exclamation point of faith.
You know, and this does show us, when we give thanks for all things, it does evidence that we realize that all of our life is to be lived in the grace of God. And it is interesting, the Greek word for grace can, in certain contexts, be translated the idea of thanksgiving. Because without the grace of God, you know, we would not have the ability to be thankful. But God works in our life, and as we testify and we're thankful for what God's doing, it testifies the grace of God at work in our life.
So we give thanks for all things unto God and the Father. So the idea there is we have a loving Heavenly Father who gives us all good things. He's not going to give us that which is detrimental. Every good gift comes down from the Father. So we give thanks unto the Father, understanding the loving relationship. But then the Bible says, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. So let's just talk about that in closing.
You know, I think about in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Bible in John 14, Jesus talks about praying in his name. Obviously, as we come to God, either in prayer or in this context here, we come in the name of Jesus Christ in thanksgiving. It is only because of what Christ has done on the cross and how Christ has worked in our life that we have any ability, that nothing inherent in ourselves and our flesh, but through the supernatural work that Christ does in our life, we can live a life of thanksgiving, although that baffles the world sometimes.
The victory that was won on the cross, the future that is secure that we have in Christ is the reason by which we can praise God and thank God, because it's in the name of Jesus that we can see the context for every single circumstance in our human lives.
This reminds me of Galatians 2:20, a well-known verse. I am crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. And when I have the mind that Christ had, because Christ has died for me and I have now been born again in the family of God, you know, I can live a way that is supernatural through Jesus Christ. And it convicts me sometimes, and I realize, no, that is not my daily reality sometimes, but it ought be.
It absolutely ought to be. So I'm going to end today's podcast by playing a little game with you, John. All right? So sure. I'm going to say Thanksgiving Day. You give me a word that comes to mind.
Food.
Okay. I'm going to say apple pie.
I say mashed potatoes.
I'm going to say Dallas Cowboys.
I'm going to say hope they get beat.
I'm going to say pilgrims.
What'd you say?
Pilgrims.
Pilgrims, the Mayflower.
Yeah. You know, and we could play the game, and you could think about, you know, your grandma, your uncle Ted that comes over. We all have our traditions. But I guess what I would say to you, my friends, is take a moment today. Take a moment, think about your life. Thank your Father for allowing these things to come into your life for His glory, for your good. Understand that in the name of Jesus, we are more than conquerors. I hope you have a great day in the Lord. God bless you, my friends.
Thanks for taking time to listen. If everyday truth matters to you, go ahead and subscribe to the podcast or share it with a friend. Until next time, God bless.